Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another one of my daily bite-sized political podcasts. Hope you enjoy them. And we're going to tackle the topic of King Charles the Woke, and in particular regard his coronation. Now, I missed this one when it came out there, I think about a week or so ago, so I've circled back to it. So I hope you will enjoy it. And just a reminder that if you haven't done so, please consider visiting the shop over in davidvance.net. Where you can find all kinds of appropriate goodies, fashion and otherwise. So I leave that for the discerning to do. And get to the topic of King Charles III. Now, as you know, he's got his coronation coming up in May. And this is something that I've got a little interest in. But I've got even less interest when I discover that, quote, he's to put refugees and the NHS at the heart of a diverse coronation that will bring the nation together in a three-day celebration designed to reflect modern multicultural Britain. Well, I'm sorry, you've already lost me. There's so much wrong in that sentence, but it gets worse. A coronation choir made up of amateur singers representing the nation's faces and voices, including LGBTQ plus groups and deaf signers, will perform at a star-studded concert at Windsor Castle on Sunday, May the 7th. They will be accompanied by a virtual choir featuring singers from across the Commonwealth as the King signals his commitment to the international family of 56 nations. Then they're going to have some kind of big pop concert. And basically, this is all about moving the monarchy into the sort of the modern era, as opposed to that which Her Majesty presided over. So what do you reckon then? Are you excited by this? Do you think, yep, this is what we need? We need the LGBTQ plus choirs. We need the refugee choirs. We need all that. That's modern Britain. Well, if that's modern Britain, you can shove it. I'm not remotely interested. Will I be tuning in? No. I might even try to leave the country or certainly turn off the TV for 3 days. That would be good, maybe, so that I don't have to hear any of this. I mean, it's so insane, this, because if those around Charles who are advising him think that the sort of people who support the monarchy, who I would suggest are traditional small C conservatives, those are the people that I know that support the monarchy, then they're mistaken. The traditional conservative with a small c Brit does, well, they supported Her Majesty the Queen. They probably like King Charles at this point. And they just want to have the pageantry and the traditionalism that they associate with the monarchy. I think they're misguided in thinking that, because I think the monarchy is a danger. This monarchy is a danger anyway, under Charles the Woke. Because it's just pandering to the sort of people that hate Britain. Also, it's the abandonment of his role, essentially, of defender of the faith. If you recall, during his Christmas message, he made reference to people who have faith, and indeed those who have no faith. So this is a very woke king, and you're just beginning to see how woke he is when we get to May and this awful coronation descends upon us. This jamboree to diversity and multiculturalism. I mean, it is debatable why the king should support multiculturalism. I'm not sure that multiculturalism is something that can be sustained within a monogenous nation state. Homogenous nation state. I'm not sure how that actually even works. But it's clear that Charles is very, very different to his mother. His mother, Her Majesty the Queen, the late Queen, had the common sense to keep out of things and not to indulge. And in fact, it was only during really the last few years of her reign that the wokery began to slowly creep in with some of those pop concerts outside Buckingham Palace. That was the beginning of it. But now that she's gone, all those who were behind that are now 100% swarming around Charles, and he seems to lack the wit. Or maybe he just wants, He wants to be this woke king presiding over this totally diverse nation. And if he thinks that he's going to be the unifying force, he's got another thought coming. Because by having things like refugee choirs, all you're doing is you're empowering the people who hate Britain. And at the same time, you're spitting in the face of the people who do love Britain, the patriots out there who just want the tradition and don't want this sort of garbage. But I'm afraid garbage is what you're going to have to expect from Charles the Woke. And for that matter, I don't hold much high hope for William either. But as I said, the monarchy is about to take a step into the darkness, I believe, in May. And certainly, as I say, I have no interest in listening to LGBTQ plus choirs, refugee choirs, not interested in all of this nonsense. God knows what he'll do when it comes to climate. This is a very dangerous monarch, and we're only beginning to see that as we move through 2023. Just thought I would put it out and mark the card. Thanks for listening.